Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today things will begin to warm up. Mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees, wind chill values as low as 9 below, south wind 8 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 29 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 22, west wind 6 to 13 miles an hour with gusts as high as 23 miles per hour. And on Wednesday, a slight chance of snow between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., cloudy then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 34. West wind around 6 miles per hour becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, the Viroqua City Council will meet tonight to possibly make a final decision on whether or not ATV, UTV vehicles will have access to city streets. The issue has gone back and forth and is now being moved for a vote after being sent back to the Public Safety Committee for legal analysis and fine-tuning. If it passes, it will look different than the original proposal, with limitations that are part of the reworking of the ordinance. The vehicles would have access to all streets and alleys within the city except Main Street, which is a state highway and has restrictions on licensing the vehicles. The ATV UTVs would be limited to a season from April to November unless there is a need for snow removal. The users would need to be over the age of 18 with a valid driver's license, would need to wear helmets and safety gear, obey all posted speed limits, and could not carry open intoxicants in the vehicle. The vehicles would need to be operated single file while in traffic. There are a number of other rules being proposed by the effort. ATV, UTV enthusiasts have been actively seeking approval to bring their rides into town. Up to this point, they have had to cart the vehicles through. The supporters have told council members that these vehicles are a growing recreational activity, that local businesses would see new income, and that it would support tourism in the city. Those in opposition to the proposal have appeared at council meetings as well, presenting their case that these vehicles are not needed in town, citing noise, safety, and environmental concerns. The issue has gone back and forth from the Council of the Whole and the Public Safety Committee for over a year now, so this seems to be the final decision round. The meeting will be held via Zoom and begins at 7 p.m. tonight. The sign-in code is available at the City of Viroqua website, which is viroqua-wisconsin.com. And in state news, the Republican National Committee confirmed what Politico reported earlier last Friday, that Milwaukee is one of four finalists to host the 2024 Republican National Convention. The other cities in contention for hosting are Nashville, Pittsburgh, and Salt Lake City. Party officials intend to visit each of those cities in the coming months with hopes of finalizing a pick this spring. Milwaukee hosted the COVID-limited Democratic National Convention in 2020, where current President Joe Biden emerged as the presidential candidate going on to defeat Donald Trump in the national general election. Of those four cities, only Milwaukee and Pittsburgh are in swing states, with Milwaukee representing Wisconsin, one of the closest battlegrounds in the last presidential election. Last month, former Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett formally submitted a bid for the 2024 RNC with a more than 200-page application. The pitch emphasized the city's marquee new arena, the Fiserv Forum, as well as the number of downtown hotels built in recent years. Milwaukee has also courted the 2024 Democratic National Convention, with many local business leaders saying the city deserves a shot to host a real convention after the disappointment of 2020. But so far, there has been little to indicate the city is seriously in the running for another DNC. Some information for this report comes in part from 88.9 Online from Milwaukee. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.